'Twas the night before Jesus came, and all through the house, not a creature was praying, not one in the house. Their Bibles were laying on the shelf without care, in hopes that Jesus would not come there. The children were dressing to crawl in their bed, not once ever kneeling or bowing a head. And Mom in her rocker with the baby on her lap was watching the late show while I took a nap. When out of the east there across such a clatter, I sprang to my feet to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. When what was to my wondering eyes should appear but the angels proclaiming that Jesus was here. With a light like the sun sending forth a bright ray, I knew in the moment this must be the day. The light of his face made me cover my head. It was Jesus returning just like he had said. And though I possess worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried when I saw him in spite of myself. In the book of life, which he held in his hand, was written the name of every saved man. He spoke not a word as he searched for my name. When he said, "It's not there," my head hung in shame. The people whose names had been written with love, he gathered to take his Father above. With those who were ready, he rose without a sound, while all the rest were left standing around. I fell to my knees, but it was too late. I had waited too long and thus sealed my fate. I stood and I cried as they rose out of sight. Oh, if I only had been ready tonight. In the words of this poem, this meaning is clear. The coming of Jesus is drawing near. There's only one life, and when comes the last call, we only find that the Bible was true after all.
Now I can talk. I can be seated. I want to apologize in advance because I've been speaking like for a few years now, like 5, and I always wear a suit. I always have a suit on, but for some reason, I don't have one on today. But, you know, my wife has this idea, like, we should dress like. So, okay, all right. You know, but I've learned to be a team player because first in the relationship, I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. What's wrong with you? We are not the Bobbsey twins. But as years go on, I calm down. You know, but when I found out that I was wearing this shirt, I was like, and then I put it on, I felt like energized. I feel a little bit more masculine now. You know, it just got to me. I was like, is that how Superman felt? You know, and you were like, I think, well, after the message, I'm going to chop some wood. You know, I'm not going to be before y'all. I'm not going to be before y'all on today. Of course, Merry Christmas to everyone. And I wanted to do a Christmas message, but it's not happening. The title of my message is Acknowledge the Gift. The definition of acknowledge is to recognize the rights in authority, to accept the existence of other truth which means it's impossible to believe in one true fact of God and not believe in others.
Amen.
So, me in public speaking, I learned how to read the audience. You know, you see who's there. So, I'm thinking of examples, and then I think about Pastor Mumford. And for example, it's like saying, I believe Jeffrey Osborne's son in LTD, but I don't believe he had a solo career after that. Oh, I'm done now. Let's go to Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. As you know, today is we're celebrating the birth of Christ, but we're going to talk about the resurrection of Christ.
Okay, come on. Hallelujah.
Let's go to Romans 6th chapter, 5th verse. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. If we accept only bits and pieces of his entire life, how could we get the full picture? This message is kind of, because I talked about salvation before, but it's even more and more important now than it ever has been. Okay, I think I need to go a little bit more. Giving thanks for all things is acknowledgement. To all things we give thanks. It's a sad day when we worry about the enemy, what the enemy wants to do to us versus what God wants to do through us. The fact that he lived, he died. That's not the whole point. He rose.
He rose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So I want to ask you a question. Do you know what time it is? God has revealed in scriptures the existence that should change everything about us.
Amen.
It means we live differently because God has called us to a higher standard.
Hallelujah. Hello.
Good word.
Hello.
You know, I listened to the testimonies of last week, and one woman was complaining about it being a roughly, giving God the glory, about how the year has been rough. The year's been rough. For everyone. But it's the acknowledgement of who brought her out.
Hallelujah.
It's sure you're not, you only going to soak for a little while if you choose to. But what I'm telling you right now is to give you empowerment that there's a erection coming. We just need to embrace it. You know, it's embracing the beginning, the middle, and end. Absorbing our inheritance that we're a part of.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, 31st verse. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or with whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. All God is trying to explain to us that he just want his just do, his recognize. He said, sure, you may laugh, you may cry, you may worry about bills, you may worry about everything, but lo and behold, of my word, what I said, I have you. But see, he only has the people who acknowledge him, who give him thanks. That's the whole point of their testimonies, giving him thanks for not what he's done, what he's going to do in their lives. Sure, we can cry. Everything's common to man. Sure, we can waver. But if you have that knowledge that, hey, he's helped me here for a reason. I know I'm not going to be here always. And I know I'm going through the fire because he's preordained me to go. Acknowledgement. Getting the whole picture. Not just bits and pieces, bits and crannies. We have to take it all in. Let's go to Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It's not, notice it said give himself to me. It did not say that. It didn't say to us. It said to me. That's why I always say salvation is a personal thing. It's like saying, I know what God did for me. I don't know what he did for Aunt Shishi. I don't know what he did to Jock. I don't know. But I know what he did for me. The cross he bare is personal. Like in Galatians, Paul was taking ownership of his inheritance.
Come on now.
If you don't know someone left you something, you're not going to take it. This is a total identity change when we become how we believe in his death and not acknowledge his resurrection. You know, it's something to be taken not taken lightly. It's something to be taken very seriously. Your salvation is serious. And it just pains me when I see people toss it around like it means nothing. Without the knowledge, this man laid down his life for you. You know, and I also come to an example. If you and your friend are walking down the street and the car comes directly for you and your friend puts you out the way and take the hit, that's serious. But your natural way of thinking, hey, he gave his life for me. How can I not honor him?
Hey! Come on, man. Yeah. Come on. Good God.
How can you not? It's like spitting in his face. That's why I take this salvation. This, after reading, it took me to a different level. So I know it was meant to be. Amen. There once was a skunk. Okay. Now hear me out now. A skunk. He was jealous of the squirrel. The squirrel kept on, like, people wanted the squirrel, but the squirrel keep on running away. You're not going to catch a squirrel. You're not. You're just not. But the skunk really thirsts for companionship. And so he got the bright idea, hey, He don't want the hugs and stuff, but I do. So I'm gonna dye my hair. And sure enough, he loved the attention. And you heard people, hey, the squirrel is not running. You know, let's get him. Rub on that squirrel, and then his instincts just clicked in. He got scared and sprayed all the kids off. And we were like, I say this to say that when we're walking with God, when we're learning and growing in our walk, we are not here to please man. We're not here to thirst for their attention because they didn't die for us. It just like so important, and I know some of y'all still thinking about the skunk, but you know I didn't know how else to to carry this. But, but we can't steadily work on this self-fabrication, trying to mold ourselves to find favor with other individuals.
Go ahead,
man. Conforming ourselves. So as we go to the new year, the people that noticing a change, and you know, I used to wonder why I don't have any friends now. You know, it's like Dad, when I talk to him, hey man, you know, it's like I don't have any friends. But then I realized this journey I'm on, friends are naturally going to fall off. Because I don't know if anyone know when I did the balloons in the bag. When you take one balloon out and it expands, it can't fit back into the bag.
Right.
So I learned not to question why my friends are scattering. I embrace it because it's a reason. So if I need the affection of people, I need to dumb myself down, being back where I was before. Honor, take this salvation, the resurrection, take it as a badge of honor. He did this for you.
Yes.
He did this for me. It's not something you can easily just walk away from. You know, I said I wasn't going to be here long, and I wanted to give a, you know, Merry Christmas, but it's not, I couldn't get it out, but Merry Christmas anyway. So the point taken is don't conform, don't change, don't conform how you are to fit other people's lifestyle.
Amen. Come on now.
Like I said, I called you to be separate. So embrace the separatism. Bow your heads.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dear Lord, I'd like to thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this day of acknowledgement that you exist, not even being born, but the fact that you died and rose again.
Hallelujah.
So we can see another day.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for being in my corner. Thank the Lord for not leaving me on the wayside.
Hallelujah.
Not leaving us by, giving us hope, giving us dreams that this is what I need of you. Thank you for that confirmation, Father. We hold it dear to our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.